The excerpts.
Oh, excerpt number 11. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room for work precisely when the Creator, when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to the Creator to draw him near in the manner of adhesion called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons defeated me," end quote, meaning, "I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead."
Shelot.
Out of this.
So, excerpt 12. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, quote, "Why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly the annulment of the will to receive from everything. And you tell me that our sages said that the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah," end quote. Yet, the person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, quote, "Now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature." End quote. Mister.
Yes, excerpt 13. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Well, patient, Moshe.
Number 14. From Shamati. One must know, when exerting to attain Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him. So the body will agree to enslave oneself to the Creator unconditionally, as he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
Number
15. From Shamati, a person wanting to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and all of one's thoughts of his own pleasure will be revoked. Then when he feels what he is saying, his heart can fear that his prayer might be accepted. Meaning that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-pleasure, there appears a state where it seems as though he leaves all the pleasures of this world together with all the people, friends, and kin, and all his possessions, and retires to the desert, where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him or his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world at once, and feels that he's losing a world filled with the joy of life, and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he is committing suicide. When he experiences this image, sometimes the sitracha, the other side, helps him picture his state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels his prayer and is in such a state his prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be a preparation for the prayer, to accustom oneself to the prayer as though his mouth and heart are the same.
Right now, 16. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war, or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Clearly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner. Since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
I mean 17. It's a good one. It's an important one.
Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Again, man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help.
There are no sins.
Because if he asked for help, certainly he would receive help from the Creator. However, if the person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not give him the help, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." And if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears a complete prayer. When a person yearns with all his heart that the Creator will help him, but if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him, and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him, meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete.